Coming to you live from the 615. This is the EBM Podcast. I am your host, Malcolm Martin. I am here with Jack Singleton and Patrick Simpson.
Yo.
It's been a long time since I've got a chance to talk to the peeps, the people, the future leaders of America, the leaders of America, and those who are just lazy and sit on the couch. But all in all, I'm glad to be back. I had to take a fast from talking politics and just general argumentative stuff for a while because in the state of the country right now, it's just time for sometimes you just gotta sit back, relax, and just read all the stupidity instead of react to the stupidity.
It's taxing, that's how it is.
But I'm gonna get straight to it. If he wins, they will riot. But before we start talking about that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Okay, so it seems like to me, with all the craziness happening in the year 2020, I've said to myself, if he wins, they will riot. He, I'm talking about President Donnie J. I just don't see a scenario of him winning and everything just being
okay.
Okay.
That's not a good situation that happens.
I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, is it even possible that he wins this presidential election and things just continue as normal? Mm-mm. I mean, we're really talking here that there's already chaos going on. And if he wins, I think there should be more chaos. Now, here's the thing. If I had to choose a winner, just because, not because who I like, because I personally am just going to go third party. Third party. I'm just going to go third party. But if I had to choose a winner for the betterment of the country, for long term, I'm going to choose Donnie J.
Explain.
Okay. Now, I don't think it's because he's going to do a great job. I'm just saying the reason why for the better of the country is because in 4 years, we get two brand new candidates if he wins.
Refreshes the whole
It's a new pool. New Republican primaries, new Democratic primaries. We have voting on both hands for the primary of 2024. They both get to choose two new people. We cannot sit here and argue with each other about the lesser of two evils. So, and if that happens again, then all that means is America really is that stupid. And we did not learn from our past mistakes of 2016 and 2020, come 2024, if that happens again. But I don't think it will happen again. I think we have learned from our mistakes, and we are ready to continue and be a better country as a whole. The problem is, if Biden, however, wins, I see two scenarios. First scenario is he wins, he runs again, even though he'd be a super old dude. And now we're like, all right, let's just choose somebody from the Republican Party to beat him. And we're back at this lesser of two evils thing. Mm-hmm. Second scenario, Kamala Harris takes over because Biden's just too old. Now, she will still have to run, but hopefully he don't die. If he dies, that's going to be crazy. Well, but Kamala Harris will still have to run in 2024, but she'd be a VP, and she had just got an endorsement from the president who stepped down because he's too old and he's worried about his health.
Let me throw a case scenario that we talked about prior to this podcast. What if, and I don't wish anybody to ever die from COVID, but what if Donnie J caught a bad strand of COVID, if you will, and he dies? What happens to the election?
Okay, so good old
Donnie. Question.
So good old Donnie J. So this is what happens.
Deep.
This is what happens. It's very simple. If the president, God forbid, comes, he does have COVID. If his symptoms get worse, in which he has to drop out of the race, or he has to secede his presidency to Mike Pence. That's what's going to happen. He will have to do it, and Mike Pence will have to run for him because Mike Pence will be the acting president. Because the because President Trump cannot just not be the president no more. Mm-hmm. He has to be president until the new president is appointed. So he can't drop out the race. That means he's just like, oh, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like, he can't just drop out.
So would that mean if Mike Pence run, who would you vote for? Mike Pence? Or
hell no, I'm not voting for Mike Pence. That man's a dictator. You ever seen that dude? No. He looks straight up like a dictator. He looks like a scary guy.
Everybody looks like a scary guy.
Mike Pence looks like he's about to blow up all kinds of countries.
You ain't lying about that.
I'm not lying. Man. If y'all don't know what Mike Pence looks like, go Google Mike Pence. The man looks like a dictator. He looks like he is ready to start all kinds of wars.
How old is the man, Mike Pence?
I don't know. He's probably younger. Obviously, he has to be younger than Trump. Trump's 75.
His hair is too white. I don't like it.
Who, Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Man, scary looking dude. Kamala Harris, I don't know. I just can't see a scenario of where Biden wins and he's an 82-year-old president. I mean, okay, so here we go. Once again, we're talking about the leader of the free world gets COVID and everybody's freaking out. You're talking about the leader of the free world gets COVID and everybody's freaking out. Can we stop the madness? Hold the presses. I've been saying this for like years. Why would you want somebody who is that elderly to be the president of the United States? If you really think about it, he is the commander-in-chief of the military. So you want your commander-in-chief of the military to not be able to actually fire a rifle?
So hold on. You bring a good point, but I want to educate everybody. Do you know what the biggest population is? Age-wise of our whole country? Anybody take a guess? Pat, Malcolm?
Millennials?
No. Geriatric, the elderly. And they are the fastest growing population.
How can they be fastest growing if they're dying?
Because, well, no, they're not. They're living longer and more people are getting older. So when I say elderly, I mean someone who's 65.
We have to fact check that. I'm pretty sure millennials is the largest population.
Check it.
Millennials is the largest population.
Check it. Google fact that check.
Anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Anyway. And here's the problem that we have. Our age group is so diverse that I think old people are stuck in their ways. Because they've been doing things for 50 plus years.
The largest age group are millennials, ages 25 to 29. I figured that. Like I was saying.
Time out.
I just Googled it. Yeah, but anyway, I already knew.
I can make Google translate my story.
Oh my goodness. I already knew the answer to that question. But I get what you're saying because they're still a very large group. The problem is the 25 to 29 year olds are not voting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So the largest age group might be millennials, but the millennials are not voting as heavy as the.
Like I said, fastest growing population.
The fastest growing population.
See, Google.
I've been in Google.
Google.
Fastest growing age population. Today comprised the world's fastest growing globally. Not the United States. That's the United Nations.
I'll look up the United States.
Anyways, that's not the point. We're wasting too much time. The whole point is, you're right about they're old and elderly and they're stuck in their ways. I agree with that. That's why everybody's talking about they're waiting for the baby boomers to die off.
Yeah. Essentially.
Okay. So... you're looking at the 65-year-old baby boomers who are stuck in their ways, who went to segregated schools.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, you hate to say it like that, but I mean, they went to segregated schools.
It's the reality of it.
Like it's a reality. They don't just wake up one day in 1968 after Martin Luther King gets assassinated and be like, I'm not racist anymore.
It's not their fault. It's their parents. It's their... great, great, great parents' fault. It's the culture of the society that brought that upon them that they're having to live out, unfortunately. It's unfortunate, really.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I hate it.
So back in August 2020, I mentioned something. And I think I mentioned it on the podcast. I know for sure I mentioned it in real life. It's just topics. Anyways, I mentioned it... about something happening 30 days out from the election. And
Trump did COVID.
Hold on. I said 30 days out from the election, something crazy will happen. Now, for those who do not know, there's a thing called October Surprise. Okay? Now, I did not mention the actual term October Surprise. I just mentioned that something will happen. Every election year, there's something that happens around October, end of September, about 30 days out from the election when you're like, oh, snap. So, October Surprise is just political jargon. Okay? Some people want to call it conspiracy, but it's not necessarily a conspiracy. It could honestly just be coincidence, right? Mm. So, October Surprise is just a news event that may influence the outcome of an upcoming election, whether deliberately planned or spontaneously occurring. For example, my man Donnie J getting COVID, right? Mm. So, two scenarios, or two, maybe scenario is not the best word, but two ideas I have, okay? First idea is people are going to be sympathetic for Donald Trump, and they're going to give them their votes. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Second scenario or idea I have is people don't care, and they're like, this is just karma, and you get it because you handled this whole situation wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? So those are two ideas. Here is my thought based on those ideas, because I came up with those. Those are my thoughts. I think it's more of one and a half. I don't think Trump wants to be president anymore. I've been saying this for months. I don't think he wants to. He's getting old. Who wants to be a president at that old? He's a billionaire. Why would you want to... You're getting all this criticism. Why do you want to be a president when you can just be out living the good life?
He wants to jump ship.
He wants to jump ship. Mm. I mean, think about it. The according to the data in the polls, Trump has to flip four states. We're just looking at Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. The odds of him getting North Carolina and Florida are pretty well. Okay? Arizona is probably definitely going to go to Biden. And then Pennsylvania should be Trump's. But here's the catch. Biden is from Pennsylvania. And usually that state goes to, you know, that person who they're from. Mm-hmm. So he's holding strong in Pennsylvania. He's actually leading by 8 points, right? So here's my thing. Trump knew he had to flip. And the thing is, Trump had to come out to these debates sounding very presidential, in which he did not sound very presidential. His team knew he needed to sound very presidential. Whether you want to be naive or not, Trump lost the debate. He did. I mean, first of all, there's actual panel reviewers who are actually paid to review the actual debates. Republican, Democrats, and independents. They're paid to review the debates. And out of all the people, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, they say that he lost. Hmm. More say he lost than he won, or no decision. So the thing is, he loses these debates. His team is like, man, we told him he needed to come out there, sound presidential. Let Biden speak. If Biden speaks, he digs himself his own hole because he can't speak.
They both dig holes.
Yeah. So let him speak. Dig his hole.
But see, Biden got a shovel.
Yeah.
Donald Trump got a bulldozer. He got a drill.
I'm like, just let Biden speak. Let him dig his hole. But the thing is, he kept interrupting him and wasn't sounding very presidential.
Oh, man.
And here's what happened. His team was like, okay, we cannot let this idiot, okay, go to the next debate.
Yeah.
We told him not to do that. But there's one thing we all know about Trump. There's something that you cannot control on him. And that is his mouth.
Man.
You can't control his mouth.
That boca, adios mio.
Whether you tell him or not, you cannot control his mouth. So, what is one way to make sure he does not go to the next debate?
Man, COVID.
COVID. October Surprise. Now, that would be my conspiracy, or it could just simply be a spontaneous occurring that he actually got COVID.
In Tennessee, we would call that a coinkadink.
Yes. So, I personally think this is one of our deliberately planned by his team.
So,
to keep him from making a fool of himself in the next debate. Because Joey B. Biden got an increase in polls right after the debate.
What? So let's fast track back to 4 years ago. What was the October surprise for...
emails.
The emails?
It was her emails.
Yeah,
it was like
October 1st.
It was like, something around that.
Last week,
that first week in October, I think it might have been last week, September. It was right at the same time.
Keep it fresh on the media's mind.
We all knew that she had this dealing with Benghazi, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Her emails got released the first week of October. Mm-hmm. It was the October, quote unquote, surprise. Mm. I mean, so you're thinking to yourself, all right, well, there it is. October surprise. That was able to flip enough states over to Trump.
Yeah.
Even though he was not leading in the polls at all the entire time. And he won the election. Hillary won the popular vote, which that's cool because there's only been one time in history where the Republican candidate has actually won popular vote, and that was Bush. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I mean, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
So, October surprise. My man Trump got COVID. But I honestly just don't think he wants to be president anymore. That or his team just really just needed him to shut up. And that was their only way to keep him to shut up because they know that he cannot debate the next debate when he has COVID. Mm. Worst case scenario, however, he dies.
Oof.
If, I mean, this is literally the worst case scenario, and I pray to God this literally does not happen.
Controversy.
If he dies,
oh man,
we're screwed. This country's economy, just everything. It's just going to go straight to the...
I'm surprised another country don't attack
the poop hole. I'm glad you said that. That was actually my next thought.
Interesting.
We are right now, people don't realize it. We are the biggest, we are so vulnerable. The only thing that's saving us right now is that we are literally far away from everybody.
We are bent over, touching our toes, asking for our ass whooping.
I mean, literally. We are literally so vulnerable right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we are. Talk about terrorist attack. We are so vulnerable. The thing is, we are just way... The thing that is saving us is we're so far away from all the other countries that hate us.
We got two pawns around us. We're thankful.
Very large pawns that we need to be thankful for.
Yeah.
I mean, because if we were Turkey, Russia would have already attacked us like yesterday, 2 weeks ago.
100%.
As soon as they said, oh, your president has COVID, boop.
Boop, there it is.
The thing is, what I don't think people realize is we are the laughing stock around the world.
Oh, absolutely.
There's magazines that has Trump's face on them that are in German talking about us.
Mm. Yeah, we're already a joke because the COVID, what's the number? We got 4% of the population with 20% of the total cases.
Yeah.
Now the actual president in charge of it has it. There, yeah.
The one that called it a hoax. The one that said, oh, we should put bleach in our veins. Drink some bleach. I mean,
It's not good. It's not looking good for us, guys.
Not a good look.
Make America respectable again.
Make America respectable again. I can get behind that. I like make America think again.
Matter. There's a guy named Juan Matter.
Or make America think harder.
Matter.
No, math.
I can't spell.
Yeah. Make America think harder. I would just call that math. I mean, I just don't understand the people not sit around and do the research. I mean, it just really, really doesn't make any sense to me. And then, not only that, we got that. And then we still have anarchy going on in Portland.
Man.
We got people in Portland and in Oregon, you know, in Seattle trying to take over the city. We got people pushing an agenda. That gets me on another thing. We have literally a group of people who are using a group of people to push their own agenda. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Ludicrous.
I don't know. I do know that you are chewing this ice super loud into this mic.
You can't hear it.
Yeah, you can't hear it.
Mic, yeah.
This mic picks up everything. So chewing that ice.
It's an Iceman fall wall. Come on, mountain looking something like a disco ball.
I'm keeping that on the podcast.
You're not?
Yeah, I'm keeping it on the podcast.
Yeah, I bet you will.
No, I will. Anyway, the whole point is that we're sitting here of all this craziness going on, and it ain't going nowhere. And then good old Dwayne The Rock Johnson has supported Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Ooh.
Which is huge. What people don't realize is huge because he has a huge following.
He's an influencer.
Well, he has the most followers on Instagram.
IG, watch out.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the reason why it's even bigger is that he's been huge on his conservative views. Mm-hmm. And he's been huge being known as an independent, a centrist. Being voting for Republicans and voting for Democrats. And him and the ex-Republican governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, are very close.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, well, he's a Democrat. Well, he's not. He's voted both ways. Mm-hmm. The thing what people are mad about is they think Hollywood paid him off, which maybe they did. Maybe they did pay him off.
They can have their opinions, though.
But I just don't get why people get upset because somebody decided they want to endorse somebody because that's who they want to be, you know, that's who they want.
Yeah.
Like, that's their prerogative. Why does it matter?
Mm.
I don't know. Good old Dr. Joe Jorgensen sounds like my pick. Mm. Sounds like my pick.
Where Jorgensen get a chance?
No. They won't let her on the debate stage.
Mm.
Jorgensen, they can't. Well, the thing is, they won't let her on the base stage because she'll make those two look like fools.
Especially after we just saw.
After what we just saw, oh, absolutely. The thing is, she's on every ballot, every state ballot, which takes a lot for a third party to do. You have to get so many votes, and she has to get so many votes to get on the third party ballot. I mean, to get on the ballot to be in every state.
Mm.
So, I mean, the problem, here's the big thing. They're like, well, a vote for Joe Jorgensen is a wasted vote. Wrong answer. Let me explain something to you. It's simple math, okay? Let's just take the state of Tennessee. The state of Tennessee is going to go red. They're going to be Donald Trump voters. I mean, the math shows it. So, by voting for Joe Biden in the state of Tennessee is actually more of a wasted vote than voting for Joe Jorgensen. Because what happens is, if you just mathematically look at it, if every blue state and every red state who were for sure blue and who were for sure red, so you're talking about the Californians, the New Yorks, right? They're blue. The Tennessees, the Alabamas, they're reds,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm talking about the for sure reds, the for sure blues. If all the people voted for the third party candidate, then you would not be wasting your vote. Your vote only gets actually wasted when you're voting for the opposite party that you know your state's not going to win. I mean, it's just math.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's winner take all. It's electoral college.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, it's just a simple math.
Ultimately, people need to get out there and vote.
Well, yeah. 44% of the population did not vote in 2016.
Mm.
44% of registered voters, I should say.
You know what? I lived in Dominican in 2016. Guess what I did in November?
You voted?
I voted.
You mailed it in?
No, I came back in October.
No, you came back in.
But it was so easy to... I registered today to vote in Wilson County.
There you go.
Did it online.
It's not hard to register to vote. It takes about what?
It took a minute. Maybe 2 minutes because I was half asleep.
Okay, so it'll take people 1 minute. Like, it doesn't take long. It literally doesn't take long.
You're right. Yep. Get out there and vote, people.
Yeah. What I think is going to happen, I don't think it's actually going to happen, but I will hope to happen. I would love to have an electoral college tie. An electoral college tie would be amazing. Talk about chaos.
Overtime.
Oh, it's overtime, all right. Because guess what? We don't recount. We just say, oh, House of Representatives, you pick the President of the United States.
Guys, we just went into PKs.
Here is the problem.
Where's Becca at?
Here's the big problem. We have 538 representatives. That's the even number. Mm. So if we tie, we must go to the House of Representatives.
Here it is.
All right. But this is how the House of Representatives work.
Double overtime.
It's how the House of Representatives work. Okay. California, they have 37 representatives. Hello. While Alaska only has one. But here's the catch. We don't, even though the House of Representatives is 439 people, an odd number where you should be able to break the tie, each state only gets one actual vote. 435, not 439. 435, so each state actually gets a vote. Well, here's the big problem. There's 50 states. Once again, another even number.
We're going to a triple
number. Alaska, if I was the representative of Alaska, I'm like, cool, no big deal. I'll vote. I'll tell you who I want to be the president, Trump. Well, California's over there. It's like, it's 37 Democrats and so-and-so Republicans, but we're gonna say Biden. Well, if it comes down to 25-25, once again, we have another problem.
Whoa.
Because now we must go to the Senate, which the Senate is back to an even number, which is 100.
Mm.
So if that happens, then the vice president now takes the presidency because we can't figure out who we want to be president.
Oh, I mean, Mike Pence is in the building.
Exactly. The dictator. Right? Watch out. So, what
Armageddon? That, I mean,
we're talking triple overtime here. But in reality, the chances of the Electoral College tying this year is actually very, very likely. It's about right now, as of now, 8%, which is pretty high.
You gonna bet on it?
No, but yeah, you know what? You probably win a lot of money if you did bet on it.
It happens. But yeah, hey, y'all want to put some money?
8%? Talk about chaos.
How about pay a GoFundMe?
8% is high. If you really think about it.
I'm talking about something that crazy.
That's a good return.
That's a high number.
I'm talking about Booker real quick.
So, I mean, you're looking, you do that, man. And then they got a vote, and they were 25-25. But here's the crazy thing. Hypothetically speaking, say the House of Representatives can go, 26-24, right? In which it is not a tie. The president gets picked by the House of Representatives. The vice president gets picked by the Senate.
Mm.
So you possibly could have a Republican president, but a Democratic vice president.
Mm.
And talk about all hell chaos being loose.
Ain't nothing happening.
No, not at all.
We're sending ducks.
The problem is, what people forget is there's three branches. The executive, the legislative, and the judicial. In which the legislative makes all the laws. And the executive just signs off on them. So if something happens, which it will, because people don't know this, the Senate is actually about to get flipped. And it's going to be Democrat majority Senate this year.
House of Cards.
So, if the Senate gets flipped and it's majority Democrat, but we have a Republican president, that's it. Congress, president.
Dismiss.
We might as well. That's why 2024, like I said earlier.
Clean slate.
Is a clean slate.
Mm.
That's why in the long run, Donnie J, for right now, would be the choice I would go with, because in the long run in 2024, we have two new, and a clean slate. But if he wins, they will riot. Talk to you next week.